This is a LibriVox recording. Please visit LibriVox.org. Recorded by Annie Coleman in St. Louis, Missouri, in January 2006. Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. Elizabeth's spirits soon rising to playfulness again. She wanted Mr. Darcy to account for his having ever fallen in love with her. "How could you begin?" said she. "I can comprehend your going on charmingly, when you had once made a beginning. But what could set you off in the first place? I cannot fix on the hour, or the spot, or the look, or the words which laid the foundation. It is too long ago. I was in the middle before I knew that I had begun. My beauty you had early withstood, and as for my manners, my behavior to you was at least always bordering on the uncivil, and I never spoke to you without rather wishing to give you pain than not. Now be sincere. Did you admire me for my impertinence? For the liveliness of your mind, I did. You may as well call it impertinence at once. It was very little less. The fact is that you were sick of civility, of deference, of officious attention. You were disgusted with the women who were always speaking and looking and thinking for your approbation alone. I roused and interested you because I was so unlike them. Had you not been really amiable, you would have hated me for it. Your feelings were always noble and just, and in your heart you thoroughly despised the persons who so assiduously courted you. There, I have saved you the trouble of accounting for it. And really, all things considered, I begin to think it perfectly reasonable. To be sure, you knew no actual good of me. But nobody thinks of that when they fall in love. But nobody thinks of that when they fall in love, fall in love, fall in love. My real purpose was to see you, and to judge, if I could, whether I might ever hope to make you love me. I am the happiest creature in the world. I laugh. Mr. Darcy sends you all the love in the world that he can spare from me. Mr. Darcy's letter to Lady Catherine was in a different style. And still different from either was what Mr. Bennet sent to Mr. Collins in reply to his last. Dear Sir, I must trouble you once more for congratulations. Elizabeth will soon be the wife of Mr. Darcy. Console Lady Catherine as well as you can. But if I were you, I would stand by the nephew. He has more to give. Yours sincerely, etc., 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 etc. This is a LibriVox recording. Please visit LibriVox.org. Etc., 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 etc. Missouri. In January 2006. Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. Etc., 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 etc. Her mind received knowledge which had never before fallen in her way. By Elizabeth's instructions, she began to comprehend that a woman may take liberties with her husband, with her husband. It added to the hope of the future, and she looked forward with delight to the time when they should be removed from society so little pleasing to either. End of chapter 61 and end of Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen.